Fury Electric Studio with Justin Akre on the Buzz Radio Network.
Hour three in the zone. Justin Akre joined in studio by Chris Kane, who surprisingly is sticking around despite the fact that he's about to get his television service hooked up at his new place. I appreciate you putting them on delay. Hey, you know what? I'll be available between 1 and 5 today, so why don't you just wait until I'm good and ready for ye?
I've really felt bad.
You flipped the script on them.
I did.
I like what you did there.
I did. But you know what? Usually they always call and say, hey, actually, it's usually 1 to 3, but it's actually going to be 4 to 5 today, or 4 to 7.
It's like the old deal that Seinfeld pulled with the telemarketers.
That's right. Do I call you?
Can I just get your home phone number? I'll call you back. Oh, you're not allowed to do that?
No.
Oh, you probably don't like being bothered while you're at home. Now you know how I feel. Click. Late. We welcome into the zone.
They're not late, these folks.
Matt, couch of our staff, wearing a... I cannot believe you're wearing that shirt
in
here.
Stop it. Stop it. You mean take it off?
Yeah, actually I do. Take it off.
Fair enough. I'm not going to take off my shirt.
Cover it up then.
How are you, gentlemen?
I can't sit here and talk to you while you're wearing a shirt from one of our sister stations. I can't do it. I'm serious. I'm that childish.
It could be worse. It could be, and you know it.
I can't do it. I can't do. Did you make that?
I will pledge allegiance the entire time.
He cheated on me.
Also, some hot broad is in the studio. Who's your friend, Matt?
Found her in the hallway. She would be your wife.
A stray?
She would be your wife.
She's not a stray, Chris. She has a home.
I fed her some milk, and I tried to come back to the studio, but she just kept...
I belong somewhere.
It worked.
She's just out
it
there
worked.
Meowing.
Meow, meow, yeah. Kitty.
I do want to thank her for the wonderful smoothies, by the way.
I would also like to thank her for a smoothie. However, I didn't get one.
Yeah, she said...
I did not think you would be in.
Yeah.
What?
You were busy.
My wife said she would bring anybody a smoothie to the station that was not wearing a shirt from the sister station today. Unfortunately, Matt didn't get the memo.
Oh! But
before the break, y'all, we were talking
hey,
about... athletes you'd like to meet. If you could only meet one athlete your whole life, who would it be?
Michael Jordan.
That's what I said. Okay, right. That's why we got married.
What about you?
Matt?
Only one. Because here's what it stems from. Our buddy Evan has an article in Sporting Life of Arkansas. There's this Joe Johnson fan, super fan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to the max. Mm-hmm. But he's never met Joe before, but he really wants to. And he started his own fan club in China. And you know that's who he would pick.
Now, he lives in China, or he started
lives in China.
The club?
He's in China.
Okay.
Both.
Okay. He is in China.
He lives in a China.
So he didn't just start the club in China.
Right.
From, like, here.
From Stuttgart. No, he lives in China.
That would be dedication.
He's a Chinese fella. In fact, he took it one step further. He changed his last name from Uranus.
Uranus.
True story.
I would change my name if my name was
to
Uranus,
Johnson.
Too.
His name was, like, Yon Sun Uranus. Uh-huh. He changed it to Yon Sun Johnson. No faking. True story.
He took Joe's name.
So now his name is Yonson Johnson.
Yonson Johnson.
So now there is a Chinese man named Yonson Johnson.
That there is.
That was lost on me, actually. Good point.
No,
wow.
It's good.
It's good.
You complete him.
Yes,
yeah,
you
do.
Yeah, I know.
Say hello to my new co-host.
Oh. Hi. How's it going?
Ratings are booming.
That would never work.
Okay, Matt, who's your guy or gal?
Gosh. One athlete or one...
Chris, did you come up with one that you were...
Said Gretzky.
Oh, that's right, Gretzky.
Gretzky, man.
He just wants to hang out with Janet Jones. He's a hockey fan.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. See, that's what I'm thinking of.
Gretzky's
who is the hottest female athlete?
Why does that have to be a female?
Isn't there a dude
I've
that
met
you...
enough dudes.
Wow. Okay, well, you think about it. While
I would say Jordan, just because that was kind of the idol growing up.
I don't know why you're sucking up to my wife.
Sean Kemp was my man growing up, so...
Yeah, Sean Kemp was a lot of people's father growing up, too, so... Jonathan.
Yes, I just wanted to be quick about this real quick. Let you know that last week, got back from Jamaica, man. Got married. And on the occasion that I woke up earlier than my wife, I was able to listen to y'all. So that was pretty awesome. Anyways, one player that I would like to meet would be the greatest linebacker in Chiefs history, Derek Thomas.
That could be a little awkward.
Yeah, well, yeah. If he was still alive.
Yes.
He was all right, man, appreciate y'all.
Taken before his time.
Thanks, Jonathan.
It's a tragic ending to a great life. He was an unbelievable athlete, too, for sure. Reasonable thought.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, my friend.
Hello.
I don't think you've ever called after 12 o'clock.
Oh, hold on. I want to tell Ms. Akre.
I didn't do anything. His phone's breaking up.
Is Mrs. Akre in?
There you go. Go ahead.
I'm here.
Okay, I just want to say hello to Mrs. Akre.
Hello.
How are the children doing?
They're great.
You got all three boys?
Two.
Yes, Justin,
three.
Maddox, and Parker.
I'm a man.
Third one.
I have a beard.
No,
you know, so beard
I like the.
I would like,
like the child version better. What?
I'd like to meet the man that keeps $1 million in a bag with him at times. and he keeps a private jet. And
that's a lot of athletes.
And he steps his game up. Mayweather, man.
Yeah.
Money Mayweather.
Money May.
That'd be fun to roller skate in his house. You know, get a diamond watch.
What would you do? What would be a perfect day with Money May for you?
I don't think just meeting him, you just get
the
watch.
You know, a nice day with him would be to see what he does. How does he spend his money? Does he donate it? Does he spend it?
Gambles.
What does he eat? He's a man that can eat anything and keeps his weight down. So, you know, just hanging out to see what he does.
Yeah.
How does he flash his money? Yeah. How does he make it rain?
Yes.
Things like that. It's just for fun.
Yeah, you're going to go to a strip club, and then you probably go to another strip club.
At the gentleman's brunch.
Oh,
you go to another strip club, and then you go out for steaks.
He eats scrumpets.
He also feeds the homeless in Vegas.
Oh, no, most of the strippers in Vegas
have
houses.
Have apartments.
Yeah,
they have decent apartments. Studio apartment.
Share a place.
Hey, you have a great show. Have a great day, Ms. Zachary.
You too. Thanks.
Seriously, reasonable thought. There's other. We're here too. Thanks a lot for us. Appreciate it.
See you.
Who's this pole vaulting chick here?
Oh, that's.
I want to meet her. She wins.
Is that the girl from? Oh yeah, she's United States.
You googled hottest athletes, didn't you?
No, that's not me. I know Chris Kane. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I figured.
Who was the girl? There was a woman that was like a javelin thrower from South America a few years ago that caught everybody by storm. I don't remember her name, but that girl was featured on a few sports websites too over the years. She was, in fact, the creepy thing is, I think it was Barstool that caught onto it first, and she was in high school at the time. And I'm like, well, that's awkward.
Yeah,
I don't feel good about
that
at all.
Of age photo. That was
how do you do?
Basing my choice on there.
We'll talk to Matt about what's going on around the Buzz here in a minute. Or the other stations.
Stop it.
Are you here to talk about the Buzz?
Stop it.
Okay, I'm just checking. Guess what? Tomorrow, the Buzz will be at Oaklawn. And Oaklawn's, of course, got a big deal going on this weekend. It's actually the Kentucky Derby broadcast, and then we'll let you be there. And actually, tomorrow you can bet on the Kentucky Oaks if you'd like. If you want to wager anything on the Kentucky Oaks or any of the other races tomorrow around the country. Actually, tomorrow's opening day at Louisiana Downs as well, where our buddy Jeff Money Taylor is the track announcer.
Interesting.
He will call in and talk Kentucky Derby with us, though, and of course he'll be working down there through the live racing season at Louisiana. But on Saturday, they've got the Kentucky Derby broadcast. You can wager on all the races on Saturday as well. They also have the Smokelawn State Barbecue Championship in the infield. First time ever. Professional and backyard barbecue competitions, live music, family-friendly kid zone, and more. Plus, all your favorite games, of course, at Oaklawn, every day, every night. Wheel of Fortune, penny games, blackjack, poker, and more. Excuse me. Oaklawn.com. I'm allergic to not being at Oaklawn. Download your $10 free play coupon right now. Doors for gaming at 10, gates for racing at 11. And if you missed it, Laren Franco, thank you very much, big baby. I can count on you. Sorry, the javelin thrower.
Attaboy.
The lines are now set for the Kentucky Derby. We talked about it yesterday at length with Dick Girardi of the Philadelphia Daily News. Todd Pletcher, a record 5 horses in this race. No Bob Baffert, 5 Todd Pletchers. Holy cow. There's a D. Wayne Lucas connection as well, and it's to a man here in Arkansas. So you got We'll Take Charge at 20-1, 17th position. And we're going to talk to Justin Lewis of KATV about this owner of this horse. Tomorrow, Frack Daddy, a horse that finished 2nd at the Arkansas Derby, a 50-1 shot, will start right next to We'll Take Charge in the 18 spot. Java's War 19 Vijack at a 15-1 shot in the 20 spot. They have an alternate entry, Fear the Kitten. We talked about Fear the Kitten yesterday, not in the official field currently. Black Onyx 50-1 on the inside. Then Oxbow Revolutionary, the horse that will be ridden by Calvin Burrell. Golden Soul 4. Normandy Invasion, a horse that was very well known around horse racing circles for people who follow the sport during the year. My Loot, 6. 7th position will be Giant Finish. Golden Sense, the horse partially owned by Rick Pitino, also with a black jockey aboard, Kevin Krieger, which is a great story because it's been since 1923, I want to say, since a black jockey has ridden in the Kentucky Derby. Maybe that was it?
Wow.
Or maybe since he's won. I have to keep that
Yeah, I have to look that up.
That clear. Overanalyze at 9, the Kentucky Derby, or the Arkansas Derby winner, rather. A 15-1 shot on the morning line. Palace Malice, named in honor of our man, the aforementioned Metal World Peace. 20-1 shot. Lines of Battle, 11. It's My Lucky Day. Falling Sky. Verrazano at 4-1, one of the favorites. Charming Kitten is in the 15 spot, and 16 is Orb, a 7-2 favorite on the morning line. Slightly ahead of Verrazano there. So there you go. Alrighty then. That's all I got on that. We got some entertainment coming up in a second. Tommy in Little Rock wants to talk basketball. We'll do that first, then we'll get into what's happening. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Justin. How you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing great. Hey, I just heard on the radio, you know, they was talking about that guy that was we were trying to recruit. I heard he chose Auburn over us.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't it seem like there's a big problem with that?
Yes. You know? Well, here's the thing. Anybody who is silly enough to do that, I don't want them to play at Arkansas anyway.
Yeah, I understand that, but it seems like, you know, we're losing guys and we're not getting the guys, you know, that they talk like they want to come here or something, you know, and I don't know if there's something going on up there that...
Well, the kid's a transfer from Rutgers, and I mean, he's a, he's apparently a good player, but, you know, Bobby Portis is a McDonald's All-America, and he's going to Arkansas.
Yeah, I know it. Well, you know, it's just, I guess, us living here, you know, we think we got the best thing going, so.
Yeah, I have to.
Just kind of frustrating a little bit.
I understand. Tommy, if you could only meet one professional athlete, who would it be?
Oh, man. How about Ken Duke?
Ken Duke would be great.
That sounds good.
I've spent some time with Mr. Duke. He's fantastic.
You know, sticking with that real quick, Auburn, just after the transfer from Rutgers, agreed to go there and sign with them. Brian Green Jr., their freshman guard, has decided to transfer from Auburn. He's also 6'3", about 200. So I don't know where he's looking, but...
So you know what we call that?
The old swaparoo.
Call that garbage in, garbage out. You know what? That's a second-rate program, and that's being generous. So who cares? Forget it. That's cool. Go over there. And you know what? The good thing for him is he's going to get to start a lot of games. The bad thing for him is he gets to lose a lot of games. Yeah. So have fun over there. So, Matt, Ethan wants to know what's going on at the point. I mean, what's happening here at the Buzz?
Come on now.
I'm just kidding.
You got to get this. Get it right.
I kid.
Rocking the heartbeat shirt today. Nothing yells R&B and old school like me. Come on.
By the way, you know what that is? It's a reminder that the Razorback game on Friday will be on the Heartbeat 106.7.
Why do you think I wore it?
Oh, good thinking.
Help me help you.
He also says, who do you think you are, Matt? Roger Scott? I mean, come on. Really? Go on.
Hey, Bob. All righty. Ethan, I want to see you at the 9th annual BuzzBecue presented by Double B. It's going to be Saturday, May 18th at the North Little Rock RV Park with proceeds benefiting Camp Sunshine and the North Little Rock Firefighters Local 35. Now, the bands that are going to be performing are the Dirty White Boys, not to be confused with the studio right now, sans Christy, Canvas, and Jeff Coleman and the Feeders.
He's a clean white boy.
The clean white boys.
We love Jeff Coleman.
Okay. You guys making googly eyes in my little presentation here. Mm-hmm. Thank you to Double B's.
Chris Kane, I know it's awkward.
I know. Yeah.
Go on.
He is a beautiful man. Again, go to 1037thebuzz.com. Get complete details for BuzzBQ. We do still have team space and vendor space available, and you get details on how much the spaces are. It is very limited space, but we do have space available.
At 1037thebuzz.com.
And you can also register for our first annual rib eating contest, sponsored by Benny Keith Foods. And again, that's the first annual rib eating contest at the 9th annual BuzzBQ.
It's not first annual, it's inaugural. Go on. Same.
I'm going to stab you with this ink pen.
That's awesome.
Before I leave the studio today.
In the neck?
I don't know why not.
Good luck.
Website. Register. Now. Tickets are also on sale now. You can buy one, get one free for only $10 until the day before the event. So up until Friday, May 17th at participating Double B's locations at Geared Up Equipment, Gravel Ridge Small Engine Repair, Razorback Camper Sales, Epic Health, and participating Edwards Food Giant. Again, listed online at www.1037thebuzz.com.
She said it. I
didn't take my
go now. Again, to reiterate,
medication.
Justin, you will be live.
She doesn't even know what the hell station she's on anymore.
Said it through her mind.
You will be,
I wasn't paying attention. I didn't take my ADD.
Wow, you're like everybody else who's ever co-hosted this show.
All good. Show with No Name is going to be live this Friday at Dacus Rental in Searcy as part of our Biscuits and Gravely tour. And The Zone, you guys are going to be, well, you, Guy, are going to be live at Oakland for the Kentucky Derby preview from 10 to 1 on Friday. And then next Thursday night, we'll be out at Cajun's for the Big Swing and Deck Party with RJ Hawk and the aforementioned Roger Scott from 5 to 7. So for a complete rundown on everything going on here at 1037 The Buzz.
Where do you go?
1037thebuzz.com.
Very good. She says .com.
Very nice. Correct.
We may have you sit in with every single promo RJ does and say .com.
What does he say?
We're not going to get in.
No, it's just something that sounds offensive. In addition to that, I
just
will
do the vowel math. You'll get to it before.
I will not be alone tomorrow. I will be with the Sunday Buzz host, Mr. William G.
One
Vickery.
William Vickery. We need to get him one of those mustaches that kind of curls up in the
Big
quarters.
Baby, we need to play his open coming into one of the hours tomorrow.
Okay.
Bill Vickery has the best open in the history of radio.
So humble.
Yes, he is indeed.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
I guess they'll have to change the name to Chris.
No, Cross.
Or which one? Yeah, I don't know which
one. Oh, Cross.
It'd be Cross.
Sorry. What? Only you know that.
Chris MacDaddy.
I was lying in bed last night, and my phone had a buzz. And I awoke from my slumber and looked. CNN alert. One half of Chris Cross has died. And I'm thinking, really, CNN? First of all, I can't count on you to be accurate on this. Second of all, is half of a one-hit wonder dying worthy of a CNN alert, really? What did I miss here? What happened to our society where one half of Chris Cross dies and it becomes huge news and they send out alerts? If Madonna dies, send me an alert.
Who did CNN?
If
consider
if,
your source.
If Bono dies, send me an alert.
Right.
How about Lindsay Lohan?
No. That wouldn't even be a surprise. You know what? Send me an alert if she's still alive today and not incarcerated. Anyway, it's sad. 34. Most looks like it's probably a drug overdose, which I would say.
Yeah, right.
How do you have money left over from one hit 20 years ago to still do drugs? Anyway, it's sad.
So was it Chris or Cross?
It was Cross?
No, it was Chris.
Okay.
Hey, this is Mac Daddy.
Who's on first?
That died.
Yeah. I did the song in my fifth grade talent show.
Jason Peterson said Mac Daddy.
Not Daddy Mac.
Is not Daddy, not Daddy Mac.
Right.
Mac Daddy.
Tomorrow we're all going to wear our pants backwards in honor of Cross passing.
There was a lot of confusion as to whether it's two S's in Chris or one. CNN got it confused.
Yeah.
They do that a lot.
No, they got it right.
With
they actually
other
got
stories,
it right.
They did get it right.
Like the Boston bombing and you know all that other stuff.
Because I said I had three words for that.
CNN.
The first two were wiggity.
CNN, guys.
CNN. Consider your source.
We're news. Is like horseshoes. Close enough.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Three wiggities.
Work with me. Yeah, it's just, it's sad. I mean, this is one of those bands you just, you haven't heard anything about in 20 years. And yet it's just, I don't know what I missed. Apparently it's been 8 weeks on top of the Billboard Hot 100. It was a great song.
It really was.
How old were they when they did that?
14. They were actually discovered in a mall in Atlanta by producer Jermaine Dupri.
Were they randomly rapping? And how do you discover?
Well, lots of kids did stuff in the malls back in the day.
Tiffany.
Yeah.
Wasn't Bieber discovered in Atlanta in the
Gibson.
Mall thing?
Yeah.
Debbie Gibson.
Lindsay Lohan was actually discovered in a mall dressing room by a couple of people.
Awkward.
Snorting what?
Jermaine Dupri has said that Chris was like the son he never had.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was Cross like? The son he never wanted?
Yeah, exactly. Like his redheaded stepchild.
Sean Kemp said he's like the son he never had, but he had so many others.
It's like the son he never paid for.
That's never claimed that it didn't matter. Let me get Bell in here, and then we'll continue
Daddy's
on.
Daddy's little tax deduction.
With our nonsense here. Bell.
Hey, I was going to talk about the guy from Rutgers, but never mind. I would like to meet Charles Barkley.
Okay.
Chuck would be cool.
Chuck would be the best. Mm-hmm.
Just that's all I wanted, man. Y'all have a good one.
I appreciate
you too,
the
Bell. One athlete, but that's it. You only get to meet one your entire life. Ever. Barkley would be fun. A lot of people would pick, like Shaq would be fun.
Barkley would be more fun.
I don't know if Jordan would be fun.
I agree. I don't think he would be fun.
Would you want to play one-on-one with him?
No.
Would you want to play horse?
No, I'd rather play golf with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he'll beat you in that, too.
I know this, but so does everybody else. What difference does it make?
Do you really want to show him your angry side on the golf course?
Everybody but you. You know what?
I could see you berating Michael Jordan down at Rebsman.
Yes.
It's an illegal drop!
I don't get mad. I get depressed.
No, you get angry.
Your stupid tagless shirt. Get off the...
Yeah. I did.
You throw clubs.
I don't normally throw clubs. I threw one club off a tree the other day. I was frustrated, but I'm playing hurt.
This week.
I'm playing hurt.
Okay.
You know what? You sit over there with your pretty face and your two good ankles talking down to me. You know what? I hope you have a son, and I hope that someday he hurts his ankle. And then you will truly understand the pain that I'm going through today, Chris Kane.
You take that back, Justin Akery. Don't put that evil on me.
Two strapping sons with two bad ankles. Oh, Guapo email. Thank you, Sugar Kane, for giving me the courage. I'm straight. And I fear owls. Man, that's so liberating. Early one morning, I was walking to the kitchen to get a cup of coffee. This house had old school sliding glass patio doors. This human-sized owl was sitting there staring at me. He saw me in my underwear. I felt violated and dirty. Now Al's just freaked me out. Thanks, Sugar Cane, for giving me the courage to speak out on this.
Chris Cane. I do it again.
Chris Cane is straight, and he fears
clowns.
I fear clowns,
among other things.
We have a friend that's afraid of monkeys.
Really?
We do?
Kyle.
He is a monkey.
He's a gorilla.
Game recognized.
I feel like
game.
Everyone should be terrified of monkeys and gorillas.
What are you afraid of? You don't like clowns either?
Ferrets.
They're delicious.
I had a friend in college that got bit by a ferret on the forehead.
Really? Scott says, I sat up there a few years ago when we played Alabama. We were talking about the crappy seats at Razorback Stadium. The bleacher seats at the top.
Oh, yeah. The ones that wobble, apparently.
They're also known as the afterthought seats.
Yes.
They're like, 72. Uh-oh. What's the problem? Well, we only got 71,947 seats. Just throw some bleachers up top. We'll fill it out. 72,000 seats, everybody. I sat up there a few years ago when we played Alabama, and they were number two. They have signs telling you not to jump up and down, and attendants enforcing said policy. The wind is terrible up there, and every time someone gets up to use the bathroom, the whole thing shakes. I wouldn't recommend it to anyone with a fear of heights. Thank you, Scott. So when they play Crisscross for the first game this year,
don't.
In honor of
just
the passing
jump.
Of Cross,
sit.
Don't jump.
Don't
jump. Sit still. The Mac Daddy makes you. I had seats up in the bleachers during the LSU game. It was windy and shaky. Add in the coldness. It was not fun. I left at halftime, says Razor Mike. And you're not a real fan.
But he is real. And a fan.
That's valid. He does exist.
And he's a fan.
And a fan.
So, really.
Matt, appreciate you. Matt's appearance is on the zone. Always.
Brought to you by Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes, located in the Pinnacle Creek Shopping Center in West Little Rock.
Well, I'll tell you what. Whacking burger, fry, and shake over there. You're going to feel like jumping. I haven't had a sweet potato fry in ages. Next week, will you come with a Buzz shirt and Jeff Frazier in tow? Let's
one
make it a date.
One of those for sure.
Honestly, for sure. I don't care if you wear a half-point, half-heartbeat shirt as long as you bring Jeff Frazier and some sweet potato fries. How about that? That's a deal and a half.
Love you, fellas.
Appreciate you.
Peace.
Toodles to you. Thank you to Mad Couch. It's 12:28. Lander Chevrolet, let me tell you something. You don't see them wearing shirts from other dealerships up in there. Oil changes for $29.95 on most makes and models. Free front-end alignment check and a 27-point inspection, as well as a free battery. Get down there and check out the all-new Lander Chevrolet. Did you know? Lander